हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं, यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः, वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः, ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः, पश्यन्ति योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। You have seen beautifully a Bhagavan's teachings and with enhancement of Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on these verses. Now we are seeing the 69th verse. श्री भगवानुवाच, यानि शा सर्वभूतानां तस्याञ्जाग्रति, यस्याञ्जाग्रति भूतानि सा निशा पश्यतो मुनेः। इन् दिस् वर्स् शन् मुनिः, द सेज् हियर् मुनिः means mananashilaha munihi, maunam shilam yasya saha munihi, maunam shilam yasya saha munihi, the one whose very nature is silence, he is munihi. The one who has absolute mastery over his mind is munihi. So the jnani is munihi here. And he sees the truth. Therefore, he is, what is the truth? The non-dual reality he sees, which means in his vision, what is there is only Brahma, only non-dual reality. Advaitam satyam, advait darshanam alone he has. And the dvaitam he does not see. Because for him, there's no dvaitam, doesn't exist. Therefore, dvaitam is darkness for him. Whereas ajnani, who sees dvaitam, for him, advaitam is not known. He does not see the reality. He does not see the non-dual reality. There's no non-dual reality for him. There's only what he perceives. Alone is real, absolutely real. Therefore, for him, advaitam is darkness. He does not see ajnani, whereas ajnani sees advaitam. He does not see. Dvaitam is darkness for ajnani, advaitam is darkness for ajnani. So we are seeing that, and towards the end, we came to this part. Yesterday I read this portion. Vidya utpattehe prak avidya pramana பிரமாண புத்தியா கிருஹியமான கிரியாகாரக பலபேத ரூபா சதி கர்மஹேதுத்வம் பிரதிபத்தியதே. இக்னரன்ஸ் ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி காஸ் ஆஃப் தி ஆக்ஷன், பிகாஸ் இக்னரன்ஸ் கான்ட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஃபார் வாட் தி எரோனியஸ் பர்செப்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் டு பி ரியாலிட்டி. ஸோ பிரமாண புத்தியா கிருஹியமான when the objects are perceived as reality, and also kriya karaka pala bheda roopa, with all these divisions of accessories of action and the results of actions, etc., then it is then this sarva karma hetutvam pratipadyate, it is then it becomes the cause of all forms of activities. Apramana buddhya grihyamanaya karma hetutva upapattihi nasti na, whereas so ajna in this one paragraph Shankaracharya beautifully says how Ajnani says and how Ajnani says. He explains the meanings of these words. Nisha, the darkness. He sees, presents the Nisha differently. Ajnani being endowed with the Jnanam after the attainment of Jnanam, the entire world of duality is perceived as non-real. Apramana buddha grihyamana grihyamana yaha karma hetva upapattihi nasti. So knowledge here, knowledge and ignorance are explained here. The knowledge does not have the status of the cause, because in the wake of the knowledge, everything perceived, anything perceived is seen as non-real. It doesn't exist. When in the vision of a jnani, when everything is perceived as non-real, it cannot become an object of desire. There's no object of desire for a jnani. Because apramana buddhya grihyate, grihyate, everything is perceived as non-real. Anything perceived through sense organs is seen as non-real. Apramana buddhya grihyate. When it is perceived as non-real, it is not real. Now, therefore, naturally, it is not possible for him to have the desire for jnanam. There is no need for him to have desire also. Therefore, karma is not also not possible. This is very important. Therefore, karma is not possible. Whereas avidya, ignorance, becomes the cause of actions. Because ignorance is in the form of everything perceived. And everything is perceived, in ignorance everything is perceived as the reality. Anything and everything perceived through sense organs is seen as the reality. And its ignorance alone is in the form of divisions of accessories, and the difference in the results of actions also. That is how ignorance becomes the cause of action. Knowledge does, it's not possible for knowledge to be the cause of the action. Pramana bhutena vedena mama choditam kartavyam karma iti hi karta pravartate na avidya matram. So here, whereas Ajnani, what does the Ajnani do? Why Ajnani alone can perform actions? Jnani cannot perform actions. Cannot means what? Jnani cannot perform actions as a means of accomplishing something. performance of karma, action does not become a sadhanam for a jnani. For a jnani, any karma is performed as a means of attaining something, achieving something, accomplishing something. Therefore, here also ajnani, what is the thinking of an ajnani? In whose vision the world of duality is real? And in whose understanding there is Ishvara, who has created this universe, has created him? So I am an individual jiva, I am born in this world, Ishvara is there, has created this world for my enjoyment. Therefore, for him, jiva jagad Ishvara bhedaha is very real. In ajnani's mind, jiva jagad Ishvara Bheda is real. Therefore, Jiva Jiva Bheda is also real. Jagadishvara Bheda is also real. All divisions and differences are real for him. Therefore, what does he think? Pramotena Vedena Mamachoditam Kartavyam. So, whatever has been ordained, prescribed by the Veda Shastram as a Pramanam, that should be done by me. Iti Karmani karta pravartate. Thinking thus, considering himself to be a karta, the doer, he engages himself, involves himself in the performance of activities, both religious and mundane activities. Okay, whereas, so karmani karta pravartate. Until then, Shankaracharya talks about ajnani. Pramanabhutena Vedena Choditam Mama Kartavyam. This is my duty. I must do this. Whatever has been ordained by Vedashastram. Iti, thinking thus, he indeed Karmani Karta Pravartate. The person who considers himself to be the doer, performer, engages himself, involves himself in the activity, both mundane and religious activities. Okay. Whereas, what does the jnani do? Next sentence is about the jnani. Na avidyamatram idam sarvam. Idam sarvam avidyamatram. This entire world of duality is a beautiful arrangement. Okay. It's all appearance. Caused by avidya. It's all avidya matram. Amazing how avidya can present such a beautiful world of duality. Avidya matram idam sarvam. Iti sarvam nisha iva. It is like what now? Avidya matram idam sarvam. This nisha iva. Nisha iva means what? Nisha here means it is like darkness. Darkness means what here? So this whole world is actually superimposition. Superimposition upon the Atma. In the sense what? Reality. It is like saying the wave form is a form seen on the water. Like that. Nisha Iva means the entire world of duality is only superimposition. It is like the darkness. Or you can say what now? It is as non-real as the dream. It is like the darkness means it is as non-real as the dream. Okay. If a person has such vision, if a person has such vision, sarvam nisha iti jnanam yadi asti. What is the jnanam? Sarvam avidyamatram. Idam nisha iva. This all, it, everything is like darkness. It's only superimposition. It is like, it is as non-real as dream. It is not real. See, a dreamer in dream sees the dream world as real. But a jnani who has, in the light of knowledge, In spite of experiencing the world of duality, he can see it is as real as the dream. If a child is there, then what happens? Yasya punaha, he says, nisha iva avidya matram idam sarvam beda jatam iti jnanam yasya saha atmajnaha. That person, knower of the Atma, knower of the truth, obtaining as one's own self is atmajnaha. In his vision, everything is like darkness. Everything is just appearance caused by ignorance, avidya matram, idam sarvam. What? This world of divisions and differences, the world of duality, beda jatam. Iti jnanam, yes, kasya asti, atmajnasi iti jnanam asti. The knower of the Atma has this very clear vision. Patsachya patsa atmajnasya sarvakarma sanyaseyeva eva adhikaraha na pravruttau. Very powerful. Shankaracharya always, you know, advocates. Sannyasa he recommends. Pahachay atmajnaha sarvakarma sannyasa eva adhikaraha. For him, there is eligibility only to live as a sannyasi. Na pravruttau. Sanyasa eva adhikaraha, pravruttav na adhikaraha. Pravrutti means activity. That means he does not need to do any karma. He has to be sannyasi only. That does not mean one should take to a life of sannyasa, one should become a, or should wear saffron robes. Doesn't matter. No, that is not the, that's not the mean. If a person with the vision can continue to live as a grihastha, continue to live whichever ashrama he is, if the vision is there, as a person of Advaita Darshanam, he can continue to live as he is, or he can take to life of sannyasa also wearing saffron robes. Hache jnani, whether he wears saffron robes or not, still he is sannyasi only. Even if he happens to perform actions and his activities are not really binding karma because they're all falsified actions. So the jnani's activities are said to be falsified karma. Falsified activities. In Sanskrit, it is said to be karma abhasaha. Jnaninaha karma is not karma, it is karma abhasaha. Why it is falsified? Because he is free from doership. He is free from enjoyership. There is no doer, there is no enjoyer, there is no jagat, there is no jiva, there is no ishra. All that is, there is only the reality. And this world of duality which is experienced is only just an appearance caused by the avidya. Okay, such vision is there. Therefore, for him, moksha is his surupam. Fullness is his surupam. Limitlessness is his surupam. There is no second thing other than the self. Therefore, it is absolute utter fearlessness. What else he has to achieve now? There's nothing needs to be achieved by a jnani. A person has the vision of non-dual reality, in whose vision what is this only non-dual reality? Brahma, Atma. Such a person, there's nothing needs to be achieved. Therefore, no karma, no Vaidikam karma, no Laukikam karma, no karma can be performed as a means of attaining something. Therefore, that person, whether he performs activities or not, whether he is a grihastha or a sannyasi, still he is a vidvat sannyasi only. He doesn't need to perform. If he performs also, they falsified karma abhasaha. He has no punya papam. and his activities must be only for lokasangrahartham. Is it lokasangrahameva sampashyan kartum arhati? Bhagavan Krishna says later on. Therefore, sarvakarma sannyasa eva adhikaraha, which means, how can he, what should he perform actions for? What is to be achieved by him? What is the karma is performed as a sadhana, means of attaining, achieving something, accomplishing something. But now everything is accomplished as it were. There's only one truth that he has discovered as one's own sarupam. And in the light of the knowledge of the truth, he can everything as a smithya. Isn't it? Therefore, Atmagnasya tasya sarvakarma sannyasa eva adhikaraha pravruttam adhikaraha nasti. There is no eligibility for him to do any karma. But what does it mean? Eligibility is not there, means it won't be of any use for him. There is no sadhanatam. Karma will not have the status of being the means of achieving something for a jnani. Only lokasangraham is must be the only aim. Even that also, there's no big aim. Whatever he does will be for the lokasangraham only. Because he's absolutely free dependence. Tathacha darshati, is it clear now? See, Yanisha has taken you where? Because for him, Dvaitam is Nisha. Therefore, Sasayeva, he is a sannyasi. Please don't go and tell Shankaracharya wants him somebody to become sannyasi. No. He says, a person becomes a real sannyasi, whether he wears saffron robes or does not wear. Ajnani is a nitya sannyasi. Ajnani is real sannyasi, whether he wears saffron robes or not. Whether he does not need to do anything. Because why need to do? Karma is not a sadhanam for him to achieve anything. And it means, he can, until Paradha Karma, and as long as Paradha is there, as long as he is alive in the world, it's bumper lottery for others. Agyanis can go and fall at his feet, grab some punyam from him. Puja Swami's own verse is, you can go and grab some punyam from him, falling at his feet. Is it some punyam? Isn't, you can't, Jnani will not draw any your papam also. He won't have any papam. You can utilize some papam. I remember the way Swamiji explained all these things. Not this kind, in the context when he was doing Mundaka Upanishad. That's why, Bhuti Kamaha Atmagyam Archayet. Remember the sentence? You all say Mundaka Upanishad Bhasham twice with me. Bhuti kamaha atmagyam archayet. The person who is desirous of any, you know, material wealth should worship the bhuti kamaha. Who is desirous of any material wealth, you can worship a jnani. Because jnani is non-separate from Ishvara. Understand? That's why you must, that's why Shraddha must be there. You must know the person. Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. So, bhuti kamaha atmagyam archayet, you see the words there in the Shastra. So, that is how you all can share his punyam, but jnani has no benefit from anything. His presence is good for society, as long as he is alive. The world should have the punyam of having such a jnani also. Because Paradha gets exhausted, he will also leave the world and go away. And he will not come back because mind is resolved. Jnani is Ishvara. Jnani is one with Bhagavan, one with Brahma. Anyway, so sarvakarma sannyase eva atmagyasya adhikaraha. Kasya atmagyasya? யஸ்ய இதம் சர்வம் வேத வேத ஜாத்தம் அவித்யா மாத்திரம் நிஷா இவ இதி ஞானம் யஸ்ய தஸ்ய ஆத்மஜ்ஞஸ்ய சர்வ கர்ம சந்நியாச ஏவ அதிகார ந பிரவருத்தௌ. ஓகே, ததாச்ச தர்ஷயிஷ்யதி. This fact, how a jnani is fit only to be renunciate, is going to show later on in other verses also. That verse, you know, remember that verse? He's going, Tad buddhayas tadatmanaha. No, the 17th verse of 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. தத் புத்தயா ததாத்மானஹா இத்யாதினா ஞான நிஷ்டாயாமேவ தஸ்ய அதிகாரஹா ததாச்ச தர்ஷயிஷ்யதி. சோ சங்கர் பகவத்பாதா சேஸ் இன் தி சென்டென்ஸ், தி சேம் ஃபேக்ட் இஸ் கோயிங் டு பி எம்பசைஸ்ட், கோயிங் டு பி ரீஇன்ஃபோர்ஸ்ட் அகெயின் பை பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா. Where in the 17th verse of the 5th chapter, where he talks about a wise person, that is when a person has gone through the shravana manani dhyasanam, people attained jnanam, then in his vision, there's only Atma. Anything other than Atma is only Mithya. There's Anatma, Mithya, Anatma is nothing but appearance of Atma for him. Okay, for him there is Ishvara is Brahma, Jiva is Brahma, Jagat also is Brahma. Jeeva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bhedaha is no more in the vision of that person. Therefore, for him the worship has come to the, worship has culminated in the vision of non-dual reality. Prayer has come to an end. The prayer, worship, all rituals, all activities, all punya bhavams, sanchita agami, part of the karmas, everything becomes resolved as Brahma. There's only Brahma for him. There's no Jagat, there's no Isha, therefore there's no Srishti. When you talk about the existence of universe, then you can talk about the creation. There's no creation. It's only manifestation of the knowledge. The reality, the power of reality manifest is knowledge which is shining in the form of the whole Jagat. This is what is Bhagavan himself is going to again reinforce later on. When such a person who has the ascertained doubt-free vision of the reality is the person who is rooted in the vision of Sthita Prajnaha, Jnana Nishtaha. Jnane Nishtha Yasya. So Jnana Nishtaha. Okay. So here, Tatra Api, பிரவர்த்தக பிரமாணாபாவே பிரவருத்தியனுபபத்திஹி இதி சேத். ஹியர் த பூர்வபக்ஷி இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். தத்ர அபி பிரவர்த்தக பிரமாண அபாவே பிரவருத்தி அனுபபத்தி. iti chet. The chet comes. If it is said, what is said here? Here, some important technical aspect of the Shastram, Shankaracharya is going to present here, discuss here. So, pravartaka pramana abhave. Pravartaka pramana abhave. Pravritti anupapatti means impossibility of activity. Pravritti anupapatti. There is impossibility of action for on the part of a jnani. Why? Because the ignorance being not there, ignorance which causes the activity, which can be root cause of the activity being not there, activity is not possible. That is what is the meaning. What is pravartakam? What makes a person active? Desire. What caused the desire? Wrong notions. What caused the wrong notion? Ignorance. Now ignorance is no more. Therefore, pravartaka pramana abhave, when there is absence of ignorance, the root cause of the activity is, it is not possible for one, for a jnani to involve himself in any activities. Therefore, now the rules lay down. Now, there are many vidhis. Vidhi means when a person is performing, has to perform the rituals prescribed by the Veda Shastram, and he has to follow a lot of ritual rules. The rules and regulations. And all those rules and regulations are no more relevant for a jnani. Rules and regulations prescribed in the Karmakanda. Now they'll say a lot of things. A person has to, once the Upanayanam is done, has to Sandhya Vandanam. Three times he has to do Sandhya Vandanam. Morning Sandhya, Prastha Sandhya, Sayam Sandhya. He has to do Gayatri Japa. Then also, some other specific rituals are there for a Brahmachari, for Grihastha, the certain rituals are there. So rules, in doing this karma, how one should do. Thank God we don't know what Karmakanda has. Therefore we are safe. What do you know Karmakanda? There are lots of very strict rules and regulations. Unless we follow them, rituals won't be effective also. That is why sometimes, the more, whatever little I've studied in the other for other papers, this Mimamsa, etc., Karma Mimamsa, etc., Jaimini Sutras. And then, when I go attend any rituals, sometimes I don't really get connected. Because I know but nothing is strictly followed there. Then I lose Shraddha in interest in that, but I don't discourage anybody in doing anything. But I understand. So, luckily we don't know. So there are many, many rules and regulations prescribed by the Shastram itself in order to perform certain rituals. Even mundane activities also, of course, must be carefully in conformity with dharma. So dharma, adharma, everything is there. So all these are relevant only for an ajnani. Whereas a jnani, all these rules prescribed by the karmakanda are not relevant. Because he doesn't need to do any karma anymore. Suppose if he really becomes a sannyasi, of course he is sannyasi definitely, without sannyasi. Whether he takes a life of sannyasi, whether he follows the sannyasa lifestyle, wearing the saffron robes. And as a sannyasi, he can also give up all the activities, mundane activities, he can also give up all the Vedic rituals, etc. And he can become a sannyasi means actually giving up the dhan, giving up everything. One has to even remove one's yagavita. Even the sacred thread one has to give up. And one has to have the mundanam. One has to shave his head so that everything, all hair goes. Everything is given up. Then, such a person, he doesn't follow, he doesn't, they were, they're not relevant for them. Therefore, there's no such a problem of going against the Vedic injunctions. There's no question of violating the rules and regulations ordained by the Shastram. So Shankara Bhagavata, what he means is, as the Ajna, Atma Jnani, his sannyasi, he can completely give up, get rid of all the rituals prescribed in the Karma Shastra, Karma Kanda. Okay? This is what Shankara Bhagavata says. But this sentence actually has the Pura Pakshis doubt. The Pura Pakshi actually presents his question. What is his question? To understand here. He says, as a jnani, when a person is qualified to get to give up all the karmas, then what should he do? How should he pass his time? He needs to be occupied, engaged, no? This is our problem. Jnani can remain quietly without doing anything. That's why in Tamil we have a beautiful sentence, Summa iru sollara. Summa iruttal. Like remaining quietly is not at all possible for an ajnani. But for a jnani, it is possible to remain quiet without doing anything. Simply remaining without doing anything is possible for a jnani. If it is possible alone, he is a jnani. We are not talking about the lazy people, idle people, then okay, who do not lazy, tamasic people. No, this is different. But Shastram says he can always be in. So Jnani's life, he will be in contemplation always. He can be in contemplation always. He can remain in contemplation. He can remain in Nidhyasanam. Then he says, what about this? Even one should do Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam also is a Vedic Nididhyasanam. One should practice contemplation after mananam. That is the rule laid for Mandamadhyam adhikaris who have to go through Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Whoever has to go through the discipline of Nididhyasanam for assimilation, for him, there is a Shastra ordained rule. What one must go through the discipline of Nididhyasanam. The Pura Pakshi's question is, does a jnani require such an instruction, Vedic instruction, that he should be contemplative? A jnani who is free from all Vedic rules and regulations, because he is no more, he doesn't need to do any karma for him, is such a such rule, the Vedic rule that he should be always in Nidhyasanam. There must be a rule prescribed in the Shastram itself. There must be a rule prescribed in Shastram itself that a sannyasi, the Atma Jnani, is eligible for renunciation. renouncing all the karmas. There must be a rule in the Shastram that Atmajnani is eligible to renounce all the karmas. In the same way, there must be a rule in the Shastram itself that Atmajnani now should be in contemplation, which means even Atmajnani needs the Vedic injunction for being contemplative. Such an injunction, is it there for him or not? A Vaidika, people who are respect for the Veda only will have this problem. People who do not have anything, to do with the Veda, they have no problem. So people who revere Veda as the highest source of only means of knowledge, Veda as the only guide of life, who follow the Vedic teachings, for them, anything they do must be in keeping with the Vedic injunction only. Okay, give up karma, that's also Vedic injunction. Why karma, give up karma? Because karma is not really need anymore as a means of attainment of anything. The same way, okay, now he doesn't need to do any karma and he has jnanam and he should remain in contemplation then. For that also, there must be Vedic injunction. If a person does not follow, it's all based on one sentence only. If a person does not follow the Vedic injunction, then he'll end up doing what should not be done. Therefore, it will result in pratyavaya doshaha. Pratyavaya doshaha is a specific papam one acquires as a result of not omitting what one should have done. One should not omit. Simple, when you do what should not be done, that is papam. If you do not do what should be done, that is pratyavaya papam. We end up doing what should not be done if we do not do what should be done. So we always know from Shastra what we should do. Okay, jnanam asti, no karma. Okay, we follow Vedic instruction. If jnanam asti, if you do not do anything else, then you should do contemplation. If a contemplation is not done, then that becomes a, this is where he comes now. So anyway, one should follow the Vedic instructions, whether a jnani or ajnani, a karma kandi, a karma yogi, a jnana yogi, everyone should follow Vedic instructions throughout. To avoid accumulating papam, to avoid accumulating pratyavahaya papam, we should do what should be done, we should not do what should not be done also. In order not to do what should not be done, we should be doing what we had to be doing. That's why it's always very strict. Time of Upanayanam. Well, Upanayanam is done and there starts the karma. Until then, Brahmachari is, you know, he's a baby. No responsibility, nothing. It's like, you know, once you put the person, the child in the school, that the day one homework starts. It may be now writing numbers and writing alphabets, doesn't matter. Homework begins only from the day the child is put in school. Like this, from the day of Upanayanam only, any responsibility comes on the part of the child, a person. Beginning from Gayatri Japa and Handhya Vandana, the karmas, beginning, small things. And how it goes throughout in life, as a grihastha, he'll have duties. As vanaprastha, he'll have duties. As sannyasi also, he'll have duties. Everything, for every ashrama, there are the duties of ashrama dharmas have been prescribed by the Shastram. And if ashramis do not follow those ashrama dharmas, and if they end up doing something else, what should not be done, then there'll be a pratyavaya papam. Understand? Hope I have made it very clear. Have you understood? Okay. So the Purapakshi's question is, I'll repeat again, let me make it very clear. Whether a grihastha, a brahmachari, a sannyasi, vanaprasthi, a person of any ashrama has his own prescribed ashrama dharmaha. And if he follows ashrama dharmas, he will not accumulate papam, he will not do anything wrong, he won't have time to do anything wrong. Therefore, he will accumulate any pratyavaya papam also. He will have only punyam, punyam, punyam in the right track. Because there is Bhagavan is involved there. Otherwise, if a person does not do what he has to do, he will end up doing pratyavaya karma pap, end up doing something else, he will accumulate pratyavaya papam. Therefore, here what Purapakshi is saying, thus Veda Shastram prescribed this rule for a jnani. Thus Veda Shastram prescribed this rule for a jnani to give up karma. Because Shankaracharya says, no, sarva karma sanyas, sarva sanyase eva adhikaraha, Shankaracharya says. Therefore, Purapakshi's doubt, Shankaracharya presents, does Veda Shastram allow the giving up of activities for a sannyasi? Pravattaka pramana abhave. Pravritti anupapattihi. It is not, okay. What is Purupakshi's question? I'll repeat again. Is there any Vedic rule that a sannyasi is eligible only for, I mean, Atma Jnani is eligible for karma sannyasa. Atma Jnani should give up all karmas. I'm sure you understand this question very well. Is there any rule that there's Atma Jnani should give up the karmas? I mean, the Vedic injunction is there. Is it a Veda prescribed rule? Is the Veda prescribed instruction that Atma Jnani has eligibility only for sannyasa? Okay. The question is asked, you can imagine yourself now, who would have been asking the question? The question is asked, definitely, by Karmakandi, you can make out very well. Even after the attainment of jnanam also, the person should do karma. He must combine karma with the jnanam. That is the actual interest of the Purapakshi. Therefore, that's the, such a question comes. As this Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi, the Purapakshi, himself thinks that there's no such a permission in the Veda Shastram for any human being to give up any karma. Purapakshi says, okay. Therefore, every human being, a jnani or a jnani, until one attains jnanam also, one should work for attaining jnanam. After the attainment of jnanam also, one should continue to do karma until his last breath. As much as possible, as long as possible, one must continue to do his karma until the last breath. This is the understanding of the Purapakshi. Basically, a jnana karma samuchyavadi. See, one small sentence, but it will be, it's such a, so much I have to explain this. Okay. That is why what he says in the sentence is, it is not possible for him to involve himself even in contemplation if he is free from karma. There's no possibility of doing any karma as a result of jnanam. There cannot be possibility of even possibly having the rule of contemplation also for him. Therefore, idea is it is not possible for one to give up the activities. One must perform actions until the last breath. This is the thing. So Shankaracharya gives the answer. What is the answer? Na swatma vishayatvat atma jnanasya. Very beautiful reason he gives. Na swatma vishayat atma jnanasya. The one sentence is actually Purva Pakshi, the Jnanakara Samuchyavadi's non-acceptance of sannyasa ashrama tells this. Na swatma vishayatvat atma jnanasya. Shankaracharya says, no, that is not true. Yes. Until a person attains jnanam, whether if a person becomes vishasanyasi, then also his duty is to be in contemplation, shravanam, manam, nidhyasana. That is shastram audience. If you are a sannyasi, you must be involved in, one must engage, as a sannyasi, one must engage oneself in shravanam, manam, nidhyasana. Shravanam or mananam or nidhyasanam, in keeping with the need. If a person is a grihastha, then one must do the karma. For ashramas, duties are very clear. That is vividisha sannyasa. But for a vidvat sannyasi, for a jnani sannyasi, atma jnani, whether he is grihastha or a sannyasi, whichever ashrama he belongs to, still as a jnani, for him, no rule, no Vedic injunction is there for a jnani. No. All the rules are irrelevant for a jnani. Because the rules have to be followed only for a person to become disciplined, to become eligible for the attainment of jnanam, to attain jnanam. All the rules have served their purpose. Therefore, no more injunction, no more rule, no more commandment of the Veda relevant for the Atmajnani. Why? Because swatma vishayatvat atmajnanasya. So Shankaracharya says what? The very question is wrong. No rule is relevant for an Atmajnani. A jnani, even if a jnani has to be always in jnana nishtha, always had to be contemplation. Contemplation is nothing but repeatedly, placing one's attention on one's own sarupam, thereby just being oneself. Abidance in oneself. Nididhyasanam, contemplation, actually is nothing but abidance in one's own self. Just for a person to be oneself, one does not need any. For you to be yourself, you do not require any effort, any process, any rule. Nothing needs to be followed. Just for self-abidance. If a person has to give up the activities, then definitely as is to not abide oneself and to give up activities as a result of not requiring the activities, is not, there's no injunction, there's no rule there. In Atma Jnanam, in Nididhyasanam, actually, there's no result. There are four types of results are there, results of actions. Please remember this. The four types of results of actions. Only if a person is desirous of attaining any of the four types of results of actions, then the rules have to be followed by the person. But abiding in oneself is not attainment of anything else, not even attainment of one's own self here. Atma Jnanam is not even in Atma Jnanam, nothing is attained. Freedom is not attained, moksha is not attained, fullness is not attained, the consciousness is not attained. It is just knowing and claiming, taking ownership of one's own self. Nothing is attained here. If something has to be attained as a result of an action, then the Vedic injunctions should be followed. No injunction is relevant for a jnani. There are four types of results. You know what are the four types of results? Let me tell you. Apyam. Apyam, something to be attained. Utpadyam. Something to be produced newly. Samskaryam, something to be refined. Vikaryam, something to be modified. Apyam, Utpadyam, Samskaryam, Vikaryam. These are the four types of results. If you want in noun form, you can say Aptihi, Utpatihi, Samskritihi, Vikritihi. I'll repeat. Aptihi, Utpattihi, Samskritihi, Vikritihi. An action can bring about a result in terms of attainment of something, in the form of producing some production of something, or refinement or cleansing or purification of something, or modification of something. In Atma Jnanam, what is attained, what is produced, what is refined, what is modified? Nothing. Atma Jnanam is nothing is attained here. There's no attainment of something, there's no production of something, there's no refinement of something, there's no modification of something. Atma Jnanam is not even a karma. The rules have to be followed. Vedic injunctions are only for a person, relevant for a person who is involved in activities associated with any of these four, or the four of four results. Four types of results. In Atma Jnanam, a person already has ascertained the vision, even Nididhyasanam has served its purpose. If at all a person is always in, see that the jnani is in self-abidance, then for Hachya Jnani, there's no rule is relevant. That is the important lesson here. Beautiful lesson. I wish I have made it very clear for all of you. Swatma Vishayatvat Atma Jnanasya. The object of self-knowledge happens to be one's own self. Sva-atma-eva vishyaha. Atma-jnanam has the status of having one's own self as the object. Therefore, it is not an object other than oneself. It is not something to be attained other than oneself. Therefore, it's only Nidhyasanam is only abundance in oneself. So he says, Nahi Atmanaha Swatmani Pravartaka Pramana Apeksha. Swatmani Pravartaka Pramana Apeksha Atmatvat Eva. Okay, there's no rule is required to be followed for a person to be oneself. For you to be yourself, you don't need any rule. Swatmani pravartaka pramana apekshata nasti. Why atmatvadeva tad antatvatcha. As contemplation is on one's own essential nature, there is no need for any Shastra's instruction. Shastram has helped a person to arrive at oneself. And there in Pramanam and Guru, they both can come with a student up to the Shravanam and Mananam. After Shravanam and Mananam, Pramanam will say bye. Guru also will say bye. Shishya has to be by himself. Then Shastram will not come interfere anymore. Shastram knows it has served its purpose. Shastram has served its purpose of being the revealer of his own Swarupam. Now he has revealed its Swarupam. Now he has seen the Swarupam. Now he has to himself abide in his Swarupam. Therefore, Atmanaha Swatmani Pravartaka Pramana Apeksha is not there. There is no need for any Shastra's injunction. There is no apekshata. Pramana apekshata means need. Apekshata means need. Requirement. Swatmani pravartaka pramana apekshata nasti. For a person to dwell upon oneself, there no instruction is needed. One should know what one's nature is to dwell upon oneself. No instruction is needed. Why? Atmatvateva tad antatvatcha. Tad antatvatcha. Again, atmatvat antatvatcha. Sarva pramananam pramanatvasya. That is the end of all pramanams. Atma is the truth of all pramanams also. Nahi atma swarupa adhigame sati punaha pramana prameya vivaharaha sambhavati. He says, pramana prameya vivahara sambhavaha nabhavati. There is no pramana prameya vivahara. There is no more transaction between the pramanam and the means of Hajj and what is to be known. It is revealed already. Pramanam has served its purpose. If anything other than oneself has to be known, attained, then Pramana Prameya Vivahara will continue to be there. The connection between Pramanam and Prameyam, the means of knowledge and the object of knowledge will be the transaction will be possible. Then the rules will be there. If the means of knowledge has to be operated, if the external objects have to be known, and if the activities have to be done, something has to be achieved other than oneself, then activity comes, yes, the rules have to be followed. How it should be done, why it should be done, why it should not be done, etc. The Vedic injunctions will be relevant only in that context. Just Vedanta Shastram has served purpose as a Pramanam, revealed its Swarupam, then after having Shravanam is over, Mananam is over, then when Guru and Shastram leave the person alone as a Jnani, now Jnani just has to abide in himself. The possibility of abidance in oneself itself is the grace of Guru and Shastra Krupa and Guru Krupa. Guru Krupa, Shastra Krupa enables a person to abide in oneself. It served its purpose. Now, the Guru, this person, such a person, who abides in oneself, is Ishvara. Is non-separate from Bhagavan, non-separate from Brahma. For him, Shastram, everything is Brahma for him. No more rule. No Shastra's injunction is relevant for a Jnani. Okay? This is the answer for Shankaracharya. I think I'm going to stop now. This particular portion which I did today, I only explained it to you, the Pura Pakshi's question and Shankaracharya's answer. But I'm going to repeat the same sentences. Again, I'm going to explain the same Bhashyam portion next class. So, all right. Very important portion. That's why I explained to you. Now I'll continue again. I'll explain the Bhashyam portions. I'll come back to the class. I'm taking it out. What is conveyed with one sentence is so much along you have had. There are two things. One is to be attained, one is to be known. What is to be known? One's own Swarupam is to be known. Okay, for Veda is the Pramana. To attain anything other than me also, whole karma, upasana, kandas are the Pramanam for attaining anything. It can be apyam, it can be utpadyam, it can be samskaram, it can be, you know, vikaryam. Doesn't matter, any type of result. Anything other than me, if I have to achieve in life, for achieving, accomplishing, karma, upasana, kandas are the pramanam, then the rules and regulations are relevant. Jnanakanda, I come to, what I want to attain is not myself, my own jnanam. Now Brahma, you cannot attain, you can attain only Brahma jnanam. You can attain yourself, you can attain your knowledge of your Swarupam. Atma jnanam praptyartham eva Vedanta Shastram, not atma praptyartham. Vedanta reveals the Swarupam, then you attain the knowledge of your Swarupam. When you attain the knowledge of your Swarupam means you have attained yourself. You have as though attained yourself. Then once you know your Swarupam, then the Veda, study of the Veda has served its purpose. Which means you are just yourself. And to be yourself, not to be anything else, Svavashe startum, not just to remain as oneself, not to be anything else, isn't it? So Shastram, okay, as a sannyasi, what a person can do until the last breath, he can be involved in some activities of the Loka Sangraha, still there must be Nitya Anusandhanam. Nitya Anusandha, Sosvarupa Anusandhanam Nityam Kuryat. They'll be always there. The self-abidance. Because the Pura Pakshi happens to be Jnanakarma Samuchaya Vadi. He thinks, after the attainment of jnanam also, one should combine karma with the jnanam for the attainment of moksha. He is karma jnanakam samuchyavadi. So karma should be performed. Then he takes nididhyasam as the karma. And for the nididhyasam also, nididhyasam he takes testi, because nididhyasam is a mental activity according to him. So it's a karma. And for which he has to follow the Vedic injunction. Which means, it's not just in nididhyasam alone, he should also perform other rituals. That is his intention. Okay? Therefore, the very question comes. Then Shankarji tries to make it very clear. No. That is why all Shastras have served their purpose for him, Jnani. Because what is dwelt upon is one's own Surupam. To be yourself, you don't no rules, no injunctions, no commandments, no vidhi. To attain something other than yourself, rules are there. Simple, okay? Just for you to be yourself, no rule, no injunction. If you want to attain as an individual, activating yourself, attain something else, then rules are there. Why? Only then you will be disciplined. Beautiful, isn't it? When would you like to attain something other than yourself? Only in Ajnani, when you as an individual, isolating yourself, seeing the world to be different from other than you, away from you, then this, I need to achieve this, maya aptavyam, maya utpatavyam, maya samskartavyam, isn't it? Samskaryam, maya praptavyam. Such disease will be there only when? Only when you're aspiring for things, anything other than yourself. And then karma becomes the means. And you also have a doership and jarship. Then you are individual. Atma Jnani. And Vedas are real for you. Isn't it? So what is today's lesson? What I have all spoken for all this? What is the lesson? Swaswarupa Anusandhanam does not involve any rules and regulations. All rules and regulations have served their purpose. Okay. The portion which I read out today, one sentence of Purupakshi and Shankaracharya's answer, that I have to reread it again and I explain again every word next class. The literal meaning I'll give you. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. I promise other people to do some classes, so I'm going to stop now, okay? It'll be today for my 6 classes. So, what do you think? Oh.